The beauty of being a reinvention rebel is that we come with wisdom. We do, because life has allowed us the opportunity to have insight. But if you think about all of us that have been on your show, we are all seekers. We are all seekers of insight. We're all seekers of purpose. We were asking. We keep asking the universe. My ask is, okay, well, what's next? What do I need to do next?
Welcome to Reinvention Rebels, stories of brave and unapologetic women 50 to 90 years young who have boldly reinvented life on their own terms to find new purpose and possibilities. I'm your host, Wendy Battles. I need to kick your fears to the curb, do it scared, and step into who you are meant to be in midlife and beyond. These amazing women, these reinvention rebels, can help light your reinvention path. Come join us and let's get inspired together. But first, let's take care of some housekeeping and thank our Where Are They Now miniseries sponsor, Magic Mind. What would you think if you could take one supplement that could boost your immune system, help you reduce stress, and increase your focus? Would you be all in? I am crazy about Magic Mind. It's a tiny green elixir that I take every day. This mini supplement has all kinds of good for you ingredients like mushrooms and ashwagandha and matcha that can help you be your best, to help you focus and stop all that multitasking, to help you get those things you need to get done in a way that feels really good. I'm excited to offer all of you, my amazing Reinvention Rebels listeners, a special Magic Mind offer. You can save 20% on your first order of Magic Mind. Go to magicmind.com/RErebels. That's REREBELS. And use code REREBELS20, REREBELS20 at checkout. I hope you'll check it out. Thank you, Magic Mind. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Reinvention Rebels podcast. I'm your host, Wendy. I am so glad you're here. And if you've been listening the last several weeks, you know we're doing a special mini-series, Where Are They Now? Growing up, I loved watching those Where Are They Now shows, finding out whatever happened to those people who I thought were so cool when I was growing up. And we are doing a Reinvention Rebels version of Where Are They Now? I'm so excited. I've invited four of my season one guests on. Catch up with them. Find out what's gone on their reinvention journey. What have they learned? What are they up to? What would they do differently? It's a quick conversation to hear from these extraordinary women. And I'm really excited because today you are in for a treat. Now, you may not remember way back in season one when I interviewed then 68-year-young Keturah Bryant. But she's amazing. She's been up to the coolest things. So we are going to catch up with her today and find out what has happened in the last 3 years. Keturah Bryant, welcome to the Reinvention Rebels guest chair.
Well, peace and blessings, as we say in Zola. Thank you so much. I am so honored once again to be sitting in this seat.
I love it. And when you joined me all that time ago, which really feels like even longer ago than 3 years, you had reinvented yourself in all kinds of interesting ways. And one of the key things that you were working on was Zola experience and helping people through a healing journey. Give us a little insight about Zola and then what's happened since you were here all that time ago.
My goodness. You for this opportunity. It's always good for me to reflect on what it is that I perceive as my divine mission and my purpose in life at this moment, at my young age of 71. The Zola experience has evolved a great deal since the last time that I sat in this chair. The curriculum has matured. The 7-session wellness experience is the core of what we do. And we have now expanded it from adults to adolescents. And we're rolling out Zola Kids so that we can begin to help children from about the age of 6 to 14 to begin their healing journey, to begin being validated for their life experiences as well. And we know that children and adolescents and young adults are often silenced. They aren't voters yet, so nobody really kind of comes to them and wants their opinions about what their how the world is impacting their lives. But we know that that's a real thing. And so we have expanded in that way. We are now a 501c3. So we had our first anniversary on November 8th, and that has been an amazing thing. And we are also an equivalent to a 501c3. It's called an NGO, a non-government organization, in Thailand.
Wow, Thailand. How did Thailand come about?
Actually, my daughter-in-law is from Thailand, and she is an amazing young woman, and she's married to my son, Nadir, my youngest son, and sees the value in what we're doing. And we have been sharing that value to individuals in Thailand. We have trained individuals. We've trained 15 people to do the Zola experience, 7-session wellness circles. We are to the point where we're getting ready to gear up to have our first international Zola experience week in Thailand in April 8th through the 15th of 2020.
Wow.
And we have a segue or a liaison with someone that wants to bring Zola into their carceral system and their reentry system, recognizing, as we do in this country, that there needs to be an emotional segue, a validating segue from those individuals that are incarcerated to when they come home. We're also working with organization in Connecticut to do the same thing, to help individuals that are returning citizens. And I say returning citizens from whatever it is. It's not just from incarceration, although we are focusing on that community, but those families and those individuals that are receiving and that have endured and that have gone through that life experience as well. So the person that has been incarcerated, they are experiencing that. But the families have been going through their own separation losses. And as you know, in Zola, when we talk about loss, we not only speak of loss of an individual, but we understand that you're a lost love object, which is the term that we use in Zola, can be anything. It can be the loss of your health. It can be the loss of secure housing, financial loss. It can be a number of losses that we don't normally give voice to. And that's what the essence of the Zola experience is about, is lending voice to those experiences in our lives that challenge us, that have put us in a space and we're stuck because nobody wants to talk to us about.
I'm really struck by just how much you have expanded in 3 years and how you're being of service. Because when we met before, you talked a lot about being of service to other people and about sort of the spiritual journey we can go on to heal ourselves. Did you have any idea when we met 3 years ago that Zola would evolve in this way?
Well, from day one, I was told, divinely told, when I was waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to sit down and write, to just write the book. And basically it was my mission that was given to me was to give Zola to the world. It is time for you to give Zola to the world. And we were just in the beginning of the pandemic. I started writing in May of 2020, and the book was published in October of 2020, which was phenomenal in and of itself. But I felt like there was something that was greater inside of me.
Yes.
Had me at this computer, like every waking moment, and just spilling it out. So yes, and people looked at me sideways too when I.
Like, what are you doing?
He said, you know, I have a global vision.
Mm.
Like, this is a global movement.
Yeah.
And back then, it was like, global isn't... And somebody said to me, isn't that a little lofty?
Oh, I bet they did.
Right?
Yeah, right.
And so I mentioned a couple of other foundations that are quite active and quite prevalent. I said, that's what they probably said when the Kennedys were sitting around and saying, let's give voice and let's highlight those individuals that are ably challenged. Special Olympics is a household word. Everybody knows what that means, right?
Yes.
And I've been blessed to be able to sit and talk to Tim Shriver and hear that little bit of that story. So yes, absolutely. Yeah. This is how I start.
You know, it really is. And it struck me when you said it really came from within, that, you know, you heard this divine whisper and that inspired you and you were just motivated to get up and do all this writing and kind of get it out. And I think that when we are both looking within for the answers, because I believe that as part of reinvention, when we reinvent from the inside out and we tune in to those things that you heard, it can guide us and make it not so difficult. And I also see that you're truly living on purpose, that the book, the experiences, the expansion, the idea of getting as many people as possible to go on this healing journey to be of service is really so key. And I think that when we have a why, like you do, you have this big why I want to make the world a better place, then again, reinvention is much easier when we know our why. And that's what I hear in what you're saying. I am curious about what you think the most impactful lesson has been that you've learned in the last 3 years as you think about how you've evolved and continued to reinvent.
That you, individual you, that me, that I have had to stay on purpose, regardless of what was going on in my world around. And that the challenges have come, emotional challenges have come. I get frustrated because I know that what we are doing and what we have to offer is of utmost urgency and importance. And so for me, I've had to breathe. I've had to learn to breathe because these spaces that I find myself in, trainings that I find myself in, community meetings that I find myself in, it's like a Zola Circle would help this, right? So I feel at one point in time, I said to myself, I feel like I was doing that carnival game, whack-a-mole. It's like, oh yeah, I got to do this. Yeah, I got to do that. And I had such, it created anxiety for me. Then Spirit is like, girl, you better relax this. And then all things are in divine order. Are in divine time.
Yes.
And that has been my mantra, that when I get that, well, you know, am I going to miss this opportunity to do this? And it's like, all things in divine time and in divine order. This is where you are right now. And these placing people in my life that I never would have imagined that I would be crossing paths. Since I have talked to you, I've written two more books. And I'm a contributing author to a third book. And all of them have this whole synchronous kind of energy to them. The second book is the Zola Journal, Journey for Life. And it is a compilation of 12 short stories with questions at the end to stimulate conversation, affirmations throughout, and beautiful pictures and things that you can reflect and write about. And it has become an excellent tool for communication with couples and with individuals in your circle. If everybody has the book, you read the story, you write about it. And then I tell people to either, if they're doing it by themselves, to read it out loud. Their response was to the questions that were posed, and whatever it is that they wrote, read it out loud. If you're doing it as a couple, I say to the couple, give your partner your writing and they will give you theirs. You read their writing to them. And the impact has been a very positive, has been wonderful. And then the third book, which is called Second Chances, it's a compilation of 23 of us, 23 authors that have written stories about how they have come from very, very challenging and what appeared to be a very dark place in their life, and how we have come out of that space and are doing things for humanity, have come out of those spaces and have found our divine missions. And I had the opportunity to do the book launch a couple of weeks ago at Life University in Marietta, Georgia, and met, there were 15 of us that were there, and we met for the first time. We all did this whole contribution, and the cog in that wheel was this gentleman. His name is Dr. Ken Harris, and he's a chiropractic physician extraordinaire, but he is an empath, and he is a wonderful human being. And it was just by divine chance that I connected with him, because I was sending correspondence to my friend whose last name is Harrison. And I looked at the address, and it said Ken Harris. I didn't know it, Ken Harris, right? But I just was motivated to press the button. And when he responded, he said, I don't think this message was meant for me. And I just calmly said, pardon my intrusion. I was trying to correspond with another gentleman. And then the next morning, Spirit woke me up very early in the morning, like about 4 o'clock in the morning. That 4 or 5 o'clock hour is something else
going
on.
It's something. It is. I swear.
So I was motivated to look him up. Looked him up on Facebook. I looked him up on YouTube, saw the wonderful things that he was doing. And he had written a book called Synchronicity. And I just reached out to him and I said, you know, I've written this book. It's the Zola Experience, and it's about healing as well, and people understanding their path. And that's how our conversation began. And then a couple of days later, he says to me, you know, I'm doing this book and I wanted 23 authors. And he says, and I have one more space. And I was told to ask you. And I had so much stuff going on last March, Wendy. I had presentations and conferences that I was preparing for. And I just said, yes. My mentor, Lee Brown, said, say yes and let the universe figure it out, right? The path was cleared. I wrote my chapter. And my chapter in the book, Second Chances, is called There's Always a Backstory. And my request was to be the last chapter in the book. And so that's...
Are you thinking, I'll have some of what she's having? Reinvention Rebels are amazing, as you can hear from our discussion. They've put themselves first, decided their dreams matter, and are taking action. They have unleashed their inner rebel and are living on purpose in midlife. Are you ready to start putting yourself first and embark on your midlife dreams, focused on what you want, not others' ideas of what you should do? Come check out my new audio course, Midlife Reinvention from the Inside Out, 8 Essentials to Greenlight Your Life. I share my roadmap to get you started on your reinvention journey. with the key components you need to navigate detours and get on the road to smooth reinvention sailing. Sis, it is time to give yourself the green light to shine in midlife and crush those dreams of yours with joy and purpose. Join today and let's reinvent and get inspired together. Details are in the show notes.
I must get this and read your story. It sounds fabulous, and I can't wait to, knowing you, what you've written that I'm sure is inspiring. I think it's interesting because you just said, I just said yes.
Rebel.
And I think that so much of being a reinvention rebel, stepping into our purpose, throwing back this idea of control and trusting things are working out, which is what you said earlier, and then affirmatively saying yes, not just like, oh, I don't know, but when you say with determination, yes, and you trust it's going to work out, I feel like that is so key to reinventing yourself. That's saying, I trust myself, and I'm not even sure how it's going to work out, but I just have this knowing.
Yes.
That it's going to unfold in just the right way. And that whole story you just shared was so much about that, how things can unfold when we aren't so caught up on the outcome, when we just kind of lean in and we're curious.
Yes.
Like anything could be possible.
Right. Exactly. And allowing.
That's it. Allowing. That is the, to me, Keturah, the key word, allowing. Allowing this in. Recognizing that we deserve all these good things.
There's source that is moving us through these experiences, that nothing is really by chance. We call it divine intervention, right?
Yeah.
It's a divine intervention that I connected with Dr. Harris.
Yes.
That was a divine thing because it was like, I felt like I did when I was at the computer. Get up, girl, and start writing, right?
Yeah.
I saw it, and I knew this isn't who I want to send this message to, but I pressed the button. And then the rest is...
literally history.
I intervened.
I love it. And I think that's so encouraging for those of us that are figuring out, because I think it's so easy to want to control everything. The outcome, if I just do X, Y, and Z, then this other thing will happen. But this... allowing, letting go, creating this opening for this sort of divine magic to unfold is so much more powerful than like holding those reins so tight, which I have spent many years doing in the past, right?
Yeah.
I think many of us have. Like, I think that's just typical. We want to make things happen.
That is youth. The beauty of being a reinvention rebel is that we come with wisdom. We do, because life has allowed us the opportunity to have insight. But if you think about all of us that have been on your show, we are all seekers. We are all seekers of insight. We're all seekers of purpose. We were asking. We keep asking the universe. My ask is, okay, well, what's next? What do I need to do next? That's when that leaning in happens and you just go with that energy. You go with it and you're open and then it presents itself and you recognize it.
And anything is possible. When we are open in that way, as you have so beautifully articulated how things unfolded, how this one thing led to another thing, and it just broadened what is possible. So that, to me, is such a powerful lesson that you've been able to uncover as you've continued, you know, and you've really expanded. As we begin to wrap up, I do want to ask you about this idea of greatness. The upcoming season of the Reinvention Rebels podcast is called Own Your Greatness.
Absolutely.
I believe that we are all special people and that we have greatness within. But of course, some people recognize that, like you and other people, they're in the process. But that when we can embrace, there is something I came here to do that I am great at and I matter, my dreams matter. It's very empowering. What advice would you have for a woman who's listening and thinking, I love what Keturah does. I love that she's had this continued awakening. I love the story she told about how she leaned in and was open and said yes, but I'm not there yet.
What's one thing that someone could do to begin to own their greatness, in your opinion?
I would say what was given to me by a very wise woman. Like I said, you know, my mentor, she is saying, Keturah, say yes and allow the universe to take care of the rest. We're given opportunities every day. Thing that I would advise or can share with someone is you're constantly asking. And the universe is really answering you. You're the one that has to say yes, because experiences and people are crossing your path, and allow them to give you the wisdom. They may not give you everything that you need, but they're going to give you a little bit more. Like every time someone listens to your podcast of Reinvention Rebels, you're given something, inspiration, encouragement, recognition that you can actualize whatever it is that you would like. But the most important thing, the thing they need to actualize, is it has to be to serve humanity. And if you think about all of the things that the women have shared on this podcast, just as every person that's been in the book, the Second Chances, every last one of us came out of a place of challenge and have foundations and nonprofits and are doing the work to uplift humanity. And I think that if we all are moving in that direction to uplift humanity and go with the energy of Zola, which means to love, and we say to love self, to love family, to love community, and ultimately for love of humanity. And it has to go in those stages, because as I say, if I don't have self-love, I can't give you anything. You can't give from an empty vessel, right? So you take the time, whether it's with a therapist, a coach, I don't care what it is. If you believe that there's something inside of you that is driving you, get some help to try to ferret that out, to understand that, right? And then just keep walking into your greatness. I'm doing this for my great-great-grandchildren. This is legacy for me. We had a meeting last night, and like I said to my children, my reality is that I have many more days behind me than I have with me. And so my energy right now is to establish, I've been given an opportunity to establish something that can be a legacy for humanity that goes through my family.
A legacy for humanity that goes through your family. That is really, really deep. And has such far-reaching tentacles. So this idea of self-love, ultimately to be of service to humanity through these stages, so beautifully put, Keturah. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I think that's the little mini roadmap for all of us listening about this notion of it starts within, to create this sense of greatness, like I am great at something, I matter, to value ourselves. It has to start within. Everything you said today is really all about this idea of the self-awakening. And that's what Reinvention Rebels do. I cannot thank you enough for joining me today, gracing me with your presence, sharing all the amazing things that you've been up to. I'd love for you to quickly tell our listeners where they can find out more about you.
Go to thezolaexperience.org, or you can reach me via email. If you look on the bottom of the screen, it says Keturah Bryant at thezolaexperience.org, and you can email me, and we'll hear about the Thailand adventure. The theme is Find Your Joy in Thailand. We'll have Zola Experience, and you're going to be immersed into the culture of Thailand, and it's going to be a wonderful experience.
That sounds amazing. Having been to Thailand before, I know what a beautiful country it is. I know how warm the people are. I know how delicious the food is. That food and that fruit, those mangoes and pineapples are just not like you get here. It's just so fresh. So I can already feel, and you're talking about this, just what a special trip this is going to be. So there may be people listening who are like, oh, I'm on my journey of self-development, and I want to learn more. So by all means, I hope that you all reach out to Keturah. Keturah, thank you so much for your grace, your brilliance, your mission, and being of service to so many of us. And it's just an honor and pleasure to have you join me.
Yeah. So as we say in Zola, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Okay, y'all, that is a wrap. This is episode 4 of the Where Are They Now mini series. I hope you have enjoyed all these conversations. Our conversation today with Keturah Bryant, so soulful, so spiritual. This idea that we need to say yes more, we need to trust ourselves more, and we need to look inside more. We have all the answers as we reinvent, as Keturah so beautifully articulated in our conversation. And did you check out the other 3 Where Are They Now conversations over the last month and a half? We started with the amazing Barb Nangle, my very first guest ever in season 1. Then we had a great conversation with the ever fabulous Erica G. Bradley, talking about her reinvention path and what's happened in the last 3 years. Most recently, we talked to the other Wendy, Wendy Knox, who is all about creating magic that's inside of us to help light our reinvention path. And then, of course, today, our conversation with Keturah. These women are amazing. And guess what? So are you. They've reinvented, and so can you. They've stumbled, and they've gotten back up. They have figured it out, and most importantly, they've learned to trust themselves. They realize that they have stepped into their greatness, and that they can do this, and they are shining examples of what's possible when we decide we are ready to reinvent. I hope this has inspired you and empowered you, reminded you of just how amazing you are. Because when we hear other stories, we can see a part of ourselves in their stories. So I hope you saw a part of yourself in Barb or Erica or Wendy or Keturah or all of their stories to encourage you to continue to reinvent. Or if you've never even reinvented, to get started. It's never too late. We're never too old. And there are so many possibilities when we open ourselves up to what could be. I'm very excited because coming soon is 1, season 6. Season 6 of the Reinvention Rebels podcast. I cannot wait for you to start listening. I have the most amazing lineup of women that are coming to join me in the Reinvention Rebels guest chair in season 6, from 50 to 80 plus. These women are up to the coolest things. And really, they're just like us. They are figuring it out. And they have taken some steps to do that. And they have really beautiful and inspiring stories to share. And I cannot wait to jump into that coming soon. And also coming soon, I'm so excited to be launching very soon my special audio program, Midlife Reinvention from the Inside Out, 8 Essentials to Greenlight Your Life. You'll be hearing more about this in coming weeks, but it is a super cool way for you to take those ideas that are scrambling around, you're not sure what to do with them. If you're ready to get started reinventing, not sure how, this will help you, and I cannot wait to share. More details to come soon. Until that time, keep shining your light, Reinvention Rebels. The world needs you and everything that you have to offer. Are you tired of waiting for someday? Feel like you're too old or it's too late to reinvent yourself? Unsure of how you'd even get started on the path to midlife reinvention? I'm here to help as your guide on the side and host of the top 2% globally rated Reinvention Rebels podcast. I've been around the reinvention block a lot. Here's a simple way you can get started. Sign up for my free audio, 5 questions to spark your curiosity and inspire your Reinvention Rebel journey. It all starts with getting curious about what's possible. And I've got 5 questions to help tease out some very cool ideas. Let's get started. Details are in the show notes.